Find the perfect space for your business with DRK & Company Realty. Flexible office suites are available. Employees and clients benefit from free parking, front door access, and walkable dining, retail, and hotels at the Polaris Lifestyle Center. Managed by DRK & Company Realty, one of Central Ohio's most trusted leaders, this safe, well-maintained property offers dedicated on-site management and responsive maintenance. Grow your business at an address designed for success at 470 Old Worthington Road. Visit drk-realty.com to learn more.
I'd like to say a special thanks to Avon for supporting this episode of Beauty Life Lessons. Avon has just launched their brand new Renewal Eye Cream, the perfect product to complement their top-rated and customer favorite Renewal Power Serum. Powered by Avon's award-winning Protonol technology, this duo helps to restore years of collagen loss, boost collagen production, and delivers up to 7 age-defying skin benefits in just 7 days. To find out more and shop the products now, speak to your Avon rep or shop directly online at avon.uk.com or on Amazon. Hello and welcome to this episode of Beauty Life Lessons from Grazia with me, Annie Bisher. Today's guest is Estée Lalonde, leading lifestyle vlogger, social media sensation and founder of Mirrorwater, a self-care brand designed for downtime. In this episode, Estée tells us all about the boxes her beauty products have to tick.
I think naturally I've always kind of been drawn to things that make me feel relaxed or make me feel chilled out.
The real value of body care when it comes to self-love.
Look at yourself and look at yourself with less of a critical eye.
And Estée gets real about the perils of at-home hair dye.
You have to know what you're doing, which I didn't. And I put some bleach on my hair and I remember thinking, God, I need to put a cap on this because you're supposed to have some heat to it, but I didn't have a cap, so I used a Tesco bag.
So, hello and welcome, Estée. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm up bright and early at my office trying to get everything organized before this call, so I was excited to be on the podcast this morning.
Thank you so much for joining me. I'm so excited to have you on this podcast and cannot wait to hear all about your best pieces of beauty advice. I mean, you've been in this game a long time, so to say you know your stuff is likely a massive understatement, right?
Well, I mean, I think you're right. I've just been in this world for so long and I don't know if I have the same sort of knowledge as maybe a makeup artist or, you know, a hairstylist or something who's actually performing the beauty thing. I've just kind of observed and seen so much over the past 13 years that naturally it's just kind of gone into my brain. So I feel like I just have a lot of little bits of knowledge about every subject.
You've absorbed it all.
Yes, definitely.
That's what we like. Well, before we kick off properly, I'd love to know what your beauty habits are when it comes to product. Are you a bit of a minimalist, or do you have sort outs quite regularly and stick to just a handful of favorites, or are you constantly trying new things? What do you find you accumulate the most? Is it fragrance? Is it perfume? Whatever.
Yes. Well, I think if I didn't do this job, I would be a real minimalist. I remember before I started, reviewing beauty products and that sort of thing. That being said, I was a lot younger. I was probably a teenager, so it's a bit hard to compare. But I just had one little makeup bag that I used. I had one blush. I think it was a Benefit blush. It might have been called Dandelion. I can't remember. And it was one of their box blushes. And I used it until it finished. And then I would go buy a new one. Like most normal people probably do. But now, you know, I'm being sent so many products all the time and have done for so many years that I get these products and they're amazing and I want to try them all. So I think if I didn't do this job, I would have a smaller assortment of products. But because I do this job, you know, it's exciting for me. It's interesting for me to try new products. So it's hard for me to say no. So I love trying things, but I do have to have regular sort outs because I'm only one woman. I've only got one face and one body. So, you know, I can't just hoard all of these products all the time. So I try to do regular clear outs. And I definitely have my favorites as well. You know, those products I keep coming back to.
I definitely feel you on that score. And I remember that Benefit blusher too. It's such a cult classic. And it's a real nostalgic piece that I now think that if you mention it to so many people, they're like, oh my God, I had Dandelion.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know if they still make it, but after this podcast, I might have to go buy it.
They definitely do. And there's a particular smell about it as well. It's got a really comforting smell.
You're right. You're so right.
Speaking of comforting smiles, this leads us perfectly on, sort of, to our first category for you. So talk me through self-care and your kind of best pieces of advice in that arena. And I feel this is a particular area of expertise for you, particularly when it comes to sort of mirror water. I mean, it's what your whole brand is based around, right?
Yeah, self-care is something that I've always done and been, you know, something that's always been included in my lifestyle, but I didn't necessarily know what self-care was. But I have had anxiety and I've had depression from a very young age. And I've said before that I think that I was probably depressed from the age of 6 or 7, which sounds, you know, kind of extreme, but I do remember feeling very low even then. So I think naturally I've always kind of been drawn to things that make me feel relaxed or make me feel chilled out. And I remember when I was like 13, my brother said, "You better work in a company that lets you nap all day long," because I was always napping. I was always chilling at home. And, you know, I was never the kind of person that wanted to go out and party. And I was just a real homebody. I liked being at home and I liked taking care of myself and helping to recenter myself. And, you know, it's very fitting that I've now launched this brand, Mirror Water, which is all based around, you know, the idea of self-reflection and grounding yourself and sort of taking the edge off your stressful life. But self-care can mean so many things. And I think for me, having worked in beauty for so long, I really understand the self-care, how self-care and beauty go hand in hand. And it's not to say that, you know, doing a face mask or having a bath is going to cure your problems, because it's definitely not, but it might help, you know, in one area of your life and give you a little more space to maybe do something else in the self-care world that is going to help you as well. So I really look at it as quite a holistic approach.
Am I right in thinking that your take on self-care is kind of very much to reclaim certain times of the day and give yourself permission to make those moments of self-care? Because I think, well, particularly I find that when we're time poor and constantly rushing between sort of work and home, and even things like washing your hair or taking a shower become very functional. And are you saying we should be kind of reclaiming those and, you know, spending an extra few minutes in the shower if it makes you feel good, and almost to the extent that it becomes meditative?
I mean, you said it better than I ever could. That's exactly what I'm trying to get across. And, you know, I've had a particularly stressful 2 weeks. I won't go into it, but I always say I'm the most stressed out person that is the founder of a relaxation brand, because I really get it. Like, I'm always rushing around doing those things and not even take those extra minutes every single day, because I know sometimes it's not possible, but it's more about, for me, the way it works for me is just scheduling in a bit of time, like, okay, next Saturday from 9 a.m. until 11 o'clock, do not call me. I'm having my time. And for me, that time is obviously a lot around bathing. I love to get in the bath and exactly wash my hair and do that hair mask and the face mask, and then scrub my entire body and add my lotion and just, you know, whatever it is that I'm doing. I'm usually watching like a tarot card reading on YouTube, which, you know, it's not for everyone, but that's how I reconnect with myself. So it's about the act of the body care and you know, hair care and skin care and all that stuff. But it's just about more taking that time, exactly like you said. And I think, you know, being a little unapologetic about it as well, like, I need this time. And I just find it just frees up so much space in my life to then, you know, be a better friend, be a better partner, be a better boss, be a better dog mom. If I just, you know, it's kind of cliche now, but put the oxygen mask on yourself before putting it on anyone else. We're so close to this line of burnout. And I know so many people where it's like burnout, it wasn't a thing people were even talking about before, but you say it to someone now and it's like, oh God, I know, I'm getting close. And I think we're all flying a little too close to the sun. And these little moments can really just bring you down a little bit. And it's really important.
And moving on to your next category, which obviously feeds so seamlessly into this, body care. Is body care wrapped up in self-care for you? And do you have any particular tips in this area that you've come across, whether you're, you know, whether you discovered dry brushing years ago and you're hooked, and anything that just pays dividends when it comes to relaxation or those skincare benefits?
Yes. Well, I love body care. I've always loved body care. It doesn't get as much love as skincare, but I think it's a growing category for sure. I think for me, I've always had, I don't want to say issues with self-esteem, but I think just as women, we all have certain feelings about our bodies. And, you know, sometimes we have down days and sometimes we have good days, but I've always found, you know, body care, bathing, all those things, it gives you time to really be with your own body. And when I'm scrubbing my legs, for instance, you know, I'm not thinking, oh, these legs look horrible or anything. I'm just thinking like, wow, look at my beautiful legs. They look so nice. And, you know, I think for me, body care is really about self-love in a way of getting to know yourself, getting to know your body and appreciating it in a different way. It's different than, you know, when you're putting on an outfit or a dress that's too tight and you're looking at yourself and you're having all this negative self-talk. I find like participating in body care rituals helps me love myself a little bit more. So it's important for me to do that. And I think self-care and self-love go hand in hand. You know, they're similar, but they're a little bit different. Self-care is those acts of body care. Self-care is, you know, going for a walk in the forest, which is my favorite thing to do. And it kind of all feeds into the bigger picture, which is self-love and learning to love yourself and accepting yourself. So for me, body care is that thing that a lot of people maybe don't take as much time on, but should be taking time on because it is so connecting. And our bodies need love too. You know, I think so many times I've seen gone out in our swimsuits or something, my friend be like, oh, my legs are so scaly. You know, that sort of thing. It's like when you scrub, I almost have a vision of getting rid of all that like negative. And I know it's like negative energy and I'm not even like that kind of a person. I'm not, you know, super into that sort of stuff, but I do feel like it's kind of like scrubbing the day away, you know, just getting rid of the old and, you know, preparing for the new. And I just feel amazing after doing a body care ritual.
What you said is so enlightening because I don't know if I'd made that connection so overtly myself. So for me, I'm guilty, can sometimes end up being an afterthought, but actually it's such a precious moment because it's one of the only times you're sort of looking at your body and not eyeballing it in the mirror and getting critical about it. And you're looking at it as you would if you had no access to mirrors. And you know, there's obviously there's all the studies about the benefits of self-touch and sort of massage and things like that that play into it. But I do think it's important to remember, like you said, that when we're giving ourselves time to massage in a body lotion or to exfoliate in the shower, that that's your time with your own body where you're generally not looking at yourself going, ugh,
yeah,
I wish I could change that. Like, exactly. It's much more of a natural moment.
And it is kind of that afterthought. And sometimes I'm guilty of it too. It's just like, oh, just scrub my body and just get out of here, you know. Actually, body care is really for yourself. And that's why, in a way, I think the category body care hasn't had as much explosion on, you know, TikTok and stuff like that, because it's so personal. It's for yourself. And, you know, it's not necessarily, of course, when you, you know, scrub and, you know, oil and all those things, you see a difference in the way your skin looks, but it's a lot less drastic than say, if you put a red lipstick on or something like that. This is really for yourself. And we always say at Mirror Water, it's about an internal revolution. And for me, that's kind of what body care is, because it's just for you. You know, I think so many times, like, you're not going to get into bed with your husband or whatever after you scrub your body. And he's going to say, wow, what have you done in the bathroom? You look totally different. It's not like if you got your hair done or something. It's a little kind of secret with yourself that just makes you feel more together.
I totally agree. So let's round it up. Your top tip is essentially embrace it, right?
Embrace it and look at yourself and look at yourself with less of a critical eye. You know, I've really been trying to do that. I don't have a perfect air quotes body, you know, and I can be guilty as well of looking on Instagram and thinking, why can't I look like that? Or why can't I wear that? Or, you know, but just it's a self-love practice, you know, and it does take practice because it's one of those things that just because you do it once doesn't mean you're going to be like, oh, I feel great about myself forever. You know, it's like a yoga practice. And to be honest, I need to do it tomorrow because I've been slacking myself.
I do too. You've given me a craving now.
And we'll be right back after this little aside on our series partner, Avon. With 137 years in the business, Avon has built its prestigious legacy on beauty innovation. Avon are passionate about creating products that embrace the latest trends and cutting-edge technology. And then, of course, there's their latest product, Avon's Power Eye Cream. Team it up with their Power Serum and you've got the ultimate power couple, which help to restore years of collagen loss, boost your skin's collagen production, and deliver up to 7 powerful skin benefits in just 7 days. So for smoother and firmer looking and more resilient peeling skin, shop with your Avon rep online at avon.uk.com or on Amazon.
And now on to skincare. And I need to know all about your top skincare tips, Estée, because guys, I'm looking at Estée via a video and her skin is absolutely glowing. So I need to know how this is done, please.
Thank you so much. A lot of people talk about my skin and I don't know why, but I can tell you everything I do. But I will say it's hydration. It's more than anything, it's hydration. Every single day, morning and night, I hydrate to the high heavens. Okay. I use all the essences, serums, you know, all of those things. And I use vitamin C every morning. I exfoliate chemically probably twice a week, very gently. I think that's really important to exfoliate with a chemical exfoliator. But I also do get treatments. Like I was at the Debbie Thomas Clinic last week. I got a laser treatment. It's called DNA laser. It's amazing. And I think finding a clinic that you really trust is important. I've never had Botox. I've never had any of that kind of stuff done. But I do love lasers. And it's not for everyone, and it is kind of expensive, but it really does have an amazing impact. So if you can invest, I would say get that type of treatment. But in general, it's just about taking care of your skin and having a kind of intuitive approach to your skin as well. What is my skin feeling? Is it really dry? Why is that? What can I do about that? I love masks. I do a mask definitely every single week. I do an exfoliating mask and then a clay mask and a hydrating mask. I love skincare too. Okay. I love it all.
Wait, so talk me through some of your favorite masks. I need to know now.
Okay. So I love the Oskia Renaissance mask. That's a nice gentle exfoliating mask. I love the Charlotte Tilbury Goddess Skin Clay mask because it's not too drying. I really like that mask. Sheet masks. I love hydrating sheet masks a lot. Like 111 Skin has a great one. Sarah Chapman's sheet mask is incredible. I love masks. So usually what I'll do is I'll do an exfoliating mask and then right after I'll do my clay mask. And then after that, I'll do 3 masks at one time. And then after that, I'll do my hydrating mask. So whether that's something like, you know, sometimes I'll just slap an overnight mask on, or I'll do a sheet mask like the Sarah Chapman sheet mask. I love her sheet mask so much. And then after the mask, I do my skincare. So I'll put my serum on, I'll put my moisturizer on, I'll put my oil on. I'm quite intense with the skincare. It's really important to me.
I love it, but you can tell it totally pays off. And you spoke about chemical exfoliants as well. Do you have any favorites there?
Yeah, you know which one I really like? It's by Face Gym. And it's kind of like a toner. I use it every other day. So I use it, just kind of shake it into your hand. It's a liquid, and then put it on before your serum. And the reason I use it every other day is because on the every other day, I use a retinol. So I've started using retinol. I mean, it's a whole system. I almost need a spreadsheet at this point, but for some reason, I just remember it. I can't remember my own phone number, but I can remember my retinol schedule.
I love that. And which retinol though?
Okay. Obviously I'm using the Caroline Hirons one. And I love Medic 8. I love Medic 8. Medic 8 is right now my favorite skincare brand. I love it.
So good. The Crystal 8 Medic 8 one is amazing.
Incredible.
Caroline's one actually just won a Grazia Beauty Award as well.
Oh, amazing. Well, congrats to Caroline.
And then makeup. So obviously stellar skincare routine is the foundation of great makeup, right? So you've clearly got that sorted. What's your top piece of makeup advice?
Yeah. So the reason I take so long with my skincare, which by the way, SPF every single day, 50 every day. I love ultraviolet. Because I take so much time with my skincare, I don't need to wear as much makeup. And that's why I do it, because I don't like wearing a lot of makeup. So my makeup routine is very easy. And I should probably do a reel or something on Instagram because people do ask. But I have to say, star product is the Lisa Eldridge highlight. It's like her highlighter. I forget what it's called, but it's for the tops of your cheekbones, and it is a highlighter. But I put it all over my face, just with a Bleak Beauty blender or something, and that's where that glow really comes from. And people think it's the skincare, but I think it's the makeup. So I put that all over my face. I think the shade is Crystal Nebula, if anyone's listening. And even my the girl who cuts my hair named Lucy, she was like, "What is on your skin?" And I told her, and she bought it right then and there. It's so good. So I use that. I don't use a lot of powder on my face. I just powder like certain areas, like my chin or, you know, a little bit on my forehead. And then I love using something like the Rose Ink Parrot Clay, just like a little tiny contour. Other makeup I love, the Refi Brow Sculpt Beyond, changed my entire life. And I've been loving the Jones Road Miracle Balm. It's such a fun product.
It's gorgeous, isn't it? And that, I mean, so many of the products you mentioned went viral on TikTok, but that in particular, and the trick, I just love that the trick with that is you break the seal.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. I don't know if that was kind of a mistake that there was like a seal and then they did this amazing marketing campaign and it turned out to be the best thing ever. But I absolutely love Bobbi Brown, and Jones Road is amazing. Like, how many amazing brands can that woman start?
I know, an inspiration to us all. And then your final category, nails. So talk me through your nail vibe. What are you, an DIY manicure kind of girl? Do you get your shellacs done regularly? And what's your top nail tip?
Okay.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. So if you would have asked me a few years ago, I was a DIY nail girly through and through. Then I started getting shellac, and then I never looked back. This year, I started getting, now just bear with me now, I got acrylics, okay? So I got acrylics maybe two or three times, the tips, the gel, the whole enchilada. And they ruined my nails, obviously. And then I discovered something called Biab, just at my local nail salon. I absolutely love it. And the reason I chose nails as a category is because, I don't know if a lot of people would, but nails are just as important to me as anything else I've spoken about. If I have my nails done and my life is falling apart, I don't care because my nails are done. I just love having my nails done, and my nails have grown since I started getting Biab, which is basically like a type of shellac probably. But right now I have these pink little mini French tips on, which is just, it's so different to my style, which is so minimal. But for some reason, I love having my nails done now, like something kind of crazy. That's another thing that's changed my life. Refi Brow Sculpt and getting my nails done.
They look gorgeous. They're glistening at me from the video. And Builder Gel, Biab Gel, is such a big thing, isn't it? And it really does, like, there's a density that it adds to your nails that really, really protects them. And people love it.
It's the latest and greatest thing. But I love going to Dry-Vi. That's my real favorite. If I can go to Dry-Vi and get my nails done there, I mean, that's the best manicure in London, hands down. But there's something to be said about your local nail salon. I like going. I like the chat. And it's just fun.
And it becomes almost like that relationship between a hairdresser and client, doesn't it? If you find the nail artist, your local nail artist that just gets it, then you're kind of, I've met so many people now that are like, oh, I've been with my nail artist for 10 years and it makes such a difference.
For sure. They're like a therapist and nail artist in one, aren't they?
Definitely. And then we've come to sort of at the end of the podcast, but always for a lighthearted note to finish on, we kind of talk about your biggest beauty blunder. So I mean, I personally have made so many, but is there one that sticks out to you that always, I don't know, makes you laugh still today, or that you always bring up in conversation? Yeah.
Well, one has just jumped into my mind, and it's such a funny story, but everyone who knows me knows that I'm blonde for life. I love bleaching my hair. But when I first moved to England from Canada, I was broke, I had no money, and I wanted to start bleaching my hair, but I didn't have the money to go to the salon. So, which now would never happen, but I remember going to Sally's Beauty Supply, getting all the bleach, the toners, like all the stuff, and researching online how to do it. And I would bleach my own hair. And obviously, you know, it's chemicals. You have to know what you're doing, which I didn't. And I put the bleach on my hair and I remember thinking, God, I need to put a cap on this because you're supposed to have some heat to it. But I didn't have a cap. So I used a Tesco bag. And I still have this picture of me in my living room in the first flat I ever lived in with this Tesco bag on me. When I removed the Tesco bag and I rinsed it, half my hair was falling out and it was bright orange. And it honestly took like 2 or 3 years to get my hair back to normal, which my current hairstylist, Harriet Muldoon at Larry King, who's just the best at blondes. I mean, I've told her this story and she's like, oh, babe, like, don't do that ever again. But you know, when you're young and broke, you just do what it takes. But it was horrible. I was orange and bald.
Oh, God. And I swear most often people's beauty blunders involve brows or hair color. I swear. Every time.
For sure. And even right now, the girl who does my eyebrows, she's on holiday for 3 weeks. And I don't know what to do with myself. I don't want another blunder, but I'm going to have to go to someone new.
Just don't touch them. Just wait. Just wait those 3 weeks. Don't touch
them. God. Okay. Maybe.
Well, thank you so much, Estée, for joining me. It's been so much fun. And obviously, I have loved talking all things beauty and especially everything self-care with you. It's been gorgeous. So thank you so much for joining me. I hope you've had fun too.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a really fun way to start my day.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Beauty Life Lessons from Grazia with me, Annie Vischer. Please keep listening for more episodes and listen back to previous episodes for some amazing guests sharing their top beauty tips. And don't forget to leave us a rating and a review. It really does make the difference to people finding us. See you next time. And thanks again to Avon for supporting this episode of Grazia Beauty Life Lessons. Don't forget to shop their Skincare Power Couple, Renewal Power Serum and Renewal Power Eye Cream. And good news, Avon are currently running an offer until the end of June. Purchase both products for just £28 by speaking with your Avon rep or shopping online at avon.uk.com.